For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Noam Chomsky. The name impresses you, does it not? Do his words and thoughts impress you as well? Well, I hope so, because here's some of his thoughts about the origins of this crazy drug war.
There has never been a medical reason for criminalizing marijuana. I looked through the history of this, if you're interested. I don't know if you want me to run through it, but it's an interesting history. Marijuana was criminalized. See, very commonly, substances are criminalized because they're associated with what were called the dangerous classes, you know, poor people or working people. So, for example, in England in the 19th century, there was a period when gin was criminalized and whiskey wasn't, because gin is what poor people drank. That's kind of like the sentencing for crack and powder. You know. When in the early stages of prohibition in the United States, one of the targets was immigrant workers. You know, these guys hanging around the saloons in New York. Got to go after them. The rich guys in upstate New York, they're going to drink no matter what. You know, they want to come home after work, they'll drink. But go after those guys. What about marijuana? The marijuana was brought in by Mexicans. And the first criminalization of marijuana was in the Southwest, in the States. It was in New Mexico, later Utah, and so on. And it was specifically targeted against Mexicans. It didn't get criminalized in the United States until shortly after Prohibition ended. After Prohibition ended, we had this huge Bureau of Narcotics, and they had to do something. So they discovered, you know, that marijuana is going to do all kind of horrible things to you. The Senate testimony about this is mind-boggling. They did have a representative of the American Medical Association who said, we don't have any medical evidence about him, about this. He was shut up, denounced, you know, got rid of him right away. Then they found somebody else. This is literally true. They found a pharmacologist, a guy teaching at Temple University, who was doing experiments with marijuana in dogs. Okay. And they brought this guy in to test. The testimony is hilarious. You know, you really have to read it. They brought this guy in. He testified that when he gave marijuana to dogs, they went insane. You know, they did all kind of things. And then some senator or somebody asked him. This is from memory, so it's probably a little off, but something like this. They asked the guy, "Well, have you ever tried marijuana on humans?" So he said, "Yeah, I tried it on himself." And he said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "I turned into a vulture. I started flying around the room." You know. So oh my God, this stuff is terrible. It makes people insane.
Actually, the dog psychiatrist, James C. Munch, said he flew around the room as a bat and spent the night in the bottom of an inkwell. We'll have part two of this tomorrow. I've got the munchies. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.